There have been criticisms at various times of the work, or what people perceive as the work, of the various parts of the tribunal. And you're the press guy, and you have to sometimes respond to it or get information out so that people know more or respond to the criticism or whatever. One example of that we've become familiar with here is we've heard the detention facility referred to as the Hilton. Well, I've been in a lot of Hiltons, and I don't ever remember any that looks like that. Is that part of your job that you need to, from time to time, make clear what the situation or the reasons for certain things are? In other words, perhaps I'm saying, are you not just a purveyor of other information, but also something of an educator?
Yeah, but you know that at the beginning we were facing, as you say, some problems, some misinformation coming from various parts of, we don't know, part was coming from Rwanda, part was coming from journalists, Western journalists, quote unquote, if I can say that. Because they didn't get the proper information. As I told you, it was not so easy to reach this place. It was not so easy to call or to fax, whatever, because at that time we did not have, that was no website, that was no internet, you know, which facilitated the things now, and that was no dishes to facilitate, you know, our communications links. And people were not receiving the proper information. And I think that they start building information instead of trying to get the information from the proper sources. People were just catching, you know, a small part of, and from that building the information. That is how we had this information regarding the Hilton.
Sure. My question is, how did you deal? How did you try to deal with such kinds of criticism?
Very difficult, first of all, to deal with that. Because, as I say, usually, unless you have real confidence with the people you're talking to, like, you know, your correspondent or part of your network, don't try, you know, to do what usually people think that is easy to do, is to publish what we call a droit de réponse. Like, you know, you have written this on me, I have the right to.
Yes.
That is maybe the worst thing sometimes that I say usually to do, because you focus all the attention of people on that, because some people maybe were not aware about that. But the day you publish what we call the droit de réponse, people will try to know what was, you know, what justified this droit de réponse, and they have to go to the from the beginning, and whatever it can blow, it can go further than that you can imagine. But usually what we do is to try to publish wherever is possible information on the work of the tribunal, to not have, unless it is confidential, but to don't hide anything. Whatever happens here, if the chamber don't decide that it is confidential, as we say, it is public for us.
Right.
Yes, we should put it on the public record. People should know about that. Mm-hmm. That is nothing to hide here.
That and then you can just refer people to those facts.
Yes, to those facts. Yes, the fact. Yes, because we are dealing with facts. Mm-hmm.
I guess, Mr. Booker, the only thing I would ask you now is, you have the opportunity now to talk to your grandchildren, to the future, to 25 years, 10 years, 15, 25 years. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to say whatever you would like, if you will, about this experience, your job, and what you would like the future to know, and that may hopefully give them some ability to do better, or just to have some hope, or not, as you wish. So what would you like to say?
But anyway, I have seen these things which have happened in Rwanda. I have been a witness of what is going in the court, but I don't wish my daughter or my granddaughter or my, you know, relatives, whatever, to experience these kind of things. I have that, my hope and my wish is that that will be the last genocide or the last mass killing that the world will experience. But today we are talking about that, but DRC Congo.
Yes, we're right now facing possibilities.
It's going, yes, in something like that, but and the international community seems to be in the expectative, waiting for, nobody knows what they are waiting to do. But anyway, I hope that my wish will be that the Rwanda genocide will be the last genocide, and people will be I don't know, friends or whatever, and things may change if as we hope and we wish. Things are changed in the United States. You will have a new president who will stop all this war around the world. I don't know. Anyway.
In any event, I think we can count on you to do the best you can in your job to make the better things happen.
Yeah. We'll try to do our best like you are doing your best. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you.